share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, Youth and Sports Minister Datuk Seri Ahmad Faisal Azumu was slammed for riding on the coattails of Malaysian athlete Shireen Samson's victory in the ongoing U.S. National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, Division II Track and Field Championship. The promising U.S.-based runner won in the women's 400m outdoor race in Allendale when she clocked 52.68 on Saturday, the 28th of May. She became only the third Malaysian female runner to dip below 53 seconds in the Forum event, joining Rabia Abdul Salam and her former Olympian mother, Josephine Mary Singerayar. Prior to obtaining the champion's title, Shireen had already broken a Malaysian record last March, clocking in at 53.79s. At the second-tier U.S. college indoor athletics, Shireen became the first Malaysian woman to go under 54 seconds in indoor 400 meters, breaking the Malaysian record of 54.58s by Norzila Mode Khalid. Peja hot on her heels. Whilst Shireen's success at the indoor college meet in March was allegedly met with silence by the Malaysia Athletics Federation, National Sports Council and Olympic Council of Malaysia, her win at the more recent outdoor athletic event was quick to be acknowledged by the Youth and Sports Minister. Siabas. Pelari Pekat Wanita Negara, Shireen Samson Vilabui Berjaya Menjaraya Kara 400m Wanita D. Keohanan NCAA Division II Track and Field D. Allendale, Michigan, 28 May, Dangan Katadan 52.68s. Hashtag Malaysia Bole First Place Medal Region Letter M Region Letter Y pick.twitter.com/upitomg64. Faisal Azumu, at Peja of Perak, May 29, 2022. However, the move by Faisal drew backlash from a few netizens as they criticized him, and in extension the Ministry of Youth and Sports for doing only the bare minimum, which is saying a word of congratulations. Netizens felt that Faisal and his ministry should have done more for the aspiring Olympian by providing financial backing, especially because her parents are apparently struggling to pay for her living expenses and other costs in the U.S. This is in spite of the fact that Shireen is on a 75% athletic scholarship from Winona State University, where she is pursuing a degree in recreation and tourism. Netizens were in even more disbelief when they found out that Vincent Tan, the founder of Berjaya Corporation Berhad, had donated a sum of US$52,000, ERM 228,000, to Shireen and her parents through his personal charity organization, Better Malaysia Foundation, BMF, to ease her journey to academic and athletic excellence. They chastised the ministry for being useless in supporting our national athletes, that a private stakeholder had to step in to do the job. It's not that simple. However, a tweet by a netizen claimed that it was reported that back in March, after Shireen broke the indoor athletic record, Faisal had visited Panthers Athletic Club, whom Shireen used to train with, to donate ERM 50,000 to the club. Jayabalan Karepaya, president of the club, said that part of the money from the sports ministry will go towards Shireen's education and expenses in the U.S. This has caused some confusion amongst netizens, who are now unsure on whether or not Shireen had received the money from the sports ministry. Perhaps she did receive part of the money but still does not have enough to foot the bill for her American education. What do you think? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Lee Chong Wei has been named as the world's richest shuttler. Source: Harian Metro Source, Winona State University Source, Twitter Source, The Sun Daily Source, Twitter Source, World Abuzz. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.